So this monologue is sponsored by Southern Immediate Care, and they're awesome and open on weekends. I love them. So it's a mad, mad world. And by that, I mean it feels like anger, violence, and confusion is on the rise. We see so many stories here in the U.S. and worldwide about the violence people inflict on each other, sometimes even unprovoked by strangers. We see kids fighting in schools or off campus with other children filming and laughing or cheering. People screaming into their phones about climate change, Gaza, or Orange Man bad. You see others desperately weeping in videos because coworkers or even strangers keep getting their pronouns wrong. It's like there's a cliff called sanity, and we're racing straight at it, pedal to the metal. I know there's always been random crime perpetrated by strangers, but things seem different these days. There's story after story of women, the elderly, and even kids being punched, beaten, sometimes severely, by total strangers with no motivation. They're just walking along, and a random stranger punches them in the face or bashes them over the head. Recently, a woman in New York City was walking up the steps to church when a man punched her and pushed her down the stairs, bashing her head into the concrete. She's now in intensive care and struggling to survive. TikTok saw a rise in videos of women walking the streets of New York City who were randomly punched in the face by male strangers for no reason at all. A few days ago in Los Angeles, in the same evening, two women were attacked in separate events near the Venice canals by the same man. One of them has severe facial injuries and head trauma. She'll need therapy and perhaps lifelong medical care. Most of the incidents don't show theft as a motive. They're not stealing from them after they beat them. It appears to be driven by pure hatred and a desire for extreme violence. What's troubling is these attacks I just mentioned were only from the last couple of weeks. Over the last few years, these type of crimes have risen noticeably, especially in larger cities in the U.S. and elsewhere around the world. In Vancouver, noticing the rise of unprovoked attacks, the police department studied all of these types of crimes from September 2020 to September 2021 and discovered they had an average of 4 random attacks per day. The police chief stated that their findings were frightening and concerning, and most likely underreported. So why are we seeing these types of crimes increasing so rapidly? I think the first culprit is declining church attendance. When you turn away from God and towards the world, you'll fill yourself with whatever the world thinks is important. When you have no basis for what is right or just, with no guidance on how we should treat each other, you move quickly towards the "if it feels good, do it" mentality. Everything goes, and I mean everything. God offers us rules to keep us on the right path, as well as to understand how to treat each other with love. A significant influence for the chaos of today is also completely untreated mental illness. We've seen an explosion of mentally ill people out in the streets, ranting and raving, living in ever-growing tent cities with very little interaction with healthcare, mental health professionals. They're living in the margins of society, sometimes no better than animals, defecating in the streets and randomly attacking people. Then there's the unholy alliance of mental illness and extensive drug use. Many large cities, but also rural America, have seen an exponential rise in drug use, with some of the newest drugs causing zombie-like appearance and behavior. It's really frightening to see people bent at the waist with no movement or flailing on the ground in what appears to be some sort of fit for long periods of time. The mentally ill, especially those who are heavy drug users, or are they mentally ill from the heavy drug use? Not sure. Can be unpredictably violent to strangers for absolutely no reason. The larger cities seem to operate open-air drug markets with people shooting up in the streets with no concern for repercussions from the law. They know they won't be going to jail. When you add in the larger municipalities such as New York City and Los Angeles have instituted no cash bail for even violent offenders, you can see why the random attacks seem to be increasing at a concerning rate. Many of the offenders I mentioned earlier were out on no cash bail for other violent attacks only days before. The policies that were meant to help those who can't afford bail seem to be hurting the community at large by allowing them to commit crimes over and over before any real jail time is required. We have to start imposing bail on violent offenders and stop putting those most vulnerable in our society at risk, and we must do it right now. We also need to drastically increase funding for mental health in the U.S., including building inpatient facilities in every state. We also need to consider moving away from decriminalization of drug use and move toward arresting and requiring detox and inpatient mental health stays for those who use drugs to self-medicate for mental illness. Another offender is unchecked immigration at our southern border. There's been a rise in high-profile crimes committed by those in our country illegally. We're all aware of the recent murder of Laken Riley in Georgia by an illegal immigrant, but she's just one of many in the last 3 years to suffer from the hands of unconcerned government. Of the 7 to 8 million to cross our border in the last few years, more than a few have come to this country with a criminal mindset. Recently, a Venezuelan illegal immigrant robbed a bank by using a translation app. The main problem with unfettered illegal immigration is that we don't know who's in our country or their prior criminal records. We need an administration that puts the safety of its citizens above the wants of the world. Children imitate their parents and the culture at large, so it shouldn't be a surprise that they're beating each other in school or on the street for social media clout. The viciousness is what takes me by surprise every time. This is more so with girls than boys. It's horrifying to see these girls punching, ripping, and tearing each other to pieces. It's as if we're raising a generation of sociopaths with no concern for another human being. I recently saw a video of a girl slinging around and hitting a disabled child in a wheelchair. It's a line that, until now, I couldn't imagine being crossed. I certainly couldn't imagine someone filming it and cheering them on. We have become a culture of voyeurs, cheering on the ultra-violent, and this has to stop. I consider social media the gasoline on the fire of bad human behavior, and our children are suffering the most from it. We have to challenge them to be better. I know we can't unring the technology bell, but we can all start to wean ourselves from the drug that is the smartphone. We lived it without it before. Remember the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s? Life still went on, even without TikTok, Facebook, and X. We'd all be better people if we leaned away from social media and towards friends, family, and time spent in real conversations. We need to care about each other, think before we speak, and give as many hugs as humanly possible. I think of that song, "What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love." Ain't it the truth? And that's all for the Right Side Way. We'll be back to start the dippers. I'm excited. We're going to continue talking about our mad, mad world.